Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Włodzimierz Okrasa from Statistics Poland, where I serve as an advisor to the president of the Statistics Poland. And I'm also, by the way, editor-in-chief of Statistics in Transition. Why I'm mentioning this? Because I would like to invite you, people who are preparing presentations or other papers, please submit. We will consider to publish anything interesting. It doesn't have to be big paper. Even short communicate is also sometimes very valuable, and we are considering publication. So I took this opportunity, and I think you don't mind. And let us start with quality of multi-source statistics, which is a topic which we can see also in a way presented in different sessions. So we will focus on just the core topics of quality of multi-source statistics, and we will follow the sequence of appearance in we'll follow the order in the program. And the first would be asked Paweł Michalik from National Bank of Poland, who would speak on balance of payments quality management in Poland. And next, just next, would be Esja Katajamaki, correct, from Finland, who would talk about data validation in livestock statistics. Please take floor.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you very much to be here on such a late hour. So good evening, everybody. Dzień dobry Państwu. I will start with the balance of payments. I think that today we already have some presentation, so I hope it won't be repetition. So you know that in Poland, we as a central bank, we are responsible for the data on BOP. Balance of payments quality, this is the subject which is really in the heart of our works. So I start with the data collection. I just would like to underline some special, I think, special works we have done in the area. So we treat our reporters like a customers. So the customers has to be served. So in fact, we try to make our reporting form very clear. We make explanation, we make an examples of filling the forms. We provide the personal contact with the reporter. So it's dedicated person in our branches to take care of the reporting process, so that the reporter can contact the person, not the institution. And last but not least, we also provide training for the reporters. So we usually organize 3 to 5 meetings in our regional branches, when it's on average is attended by 100 people. So last year we have around 400 people trained in the reporting on the balance of payments. Of course, it's not very big amount. We have 12,000 reporters, but we still aim for the help of the reporters. Of course, for the bad guys, you have to have a sanctions. So it's without sanctions doesn't work. At least this is our experience. Okay, so let's go further. As you probably know, in Poland also this is the case, that the data on current account is coming from other institutions, especially statistics of Poland. We have a working group of the role of the rest of the world account and the BOP under the president of the Statistics Poland, three institutions participating, NBP, Minister of Finance, and Statistics of Poland. So I think the institutional setting on this kind of cooperation is very important, and in fact the cooperation is very good. And also I think the exchange of the experience is very important. What we have next? We have a compilation process. The compilation process, it's as a multi-source statistic, is always difficult and very complicated. But I will try to make it clear here. We have our sources, so we collect ourselves the information from banks, investment funds, other entities, foreign assets and liabilities. But of course, we use heavily on the on the other sources, especially Statistics Poland, mostly for the current account. So I think the very important is to treat differently different data sources and data sets. For example, we have this kind of splitting. We have a separate database, not separate. We have a unique system, I mean, for the and dedicated system for the balance of payment compilation. And in fact, we have a one part which is responsible for the current account, and we have a financial accounts and income, and we have a securities. We think that it's really important to treat, for example, securities for the quality purposes differently. So you use this famous CSDB as a reference data set, and which we make some kind of checks on the single security. So of course we provide the statistics to our users, and the users are more or less external and internal. We have in fact the privilege, but maybe not the privilege, to have users in-house. So they ask the questions, and you know they assure us that the balance of payments is important and relevant. This is, I think, the most important thing. This is the relevance of the statistics. Of course, we have other external users. This is the ministries, government, parliament even. But I think what is very important, this is special differentiation of the users. So today it was a lot of discussion about the users. So we have different users, and we try to communicate differently. For example, important user for us is not the general public. This is, in fact, the rating agencies, some kind of journalists from the financial press, and so on. So thank you very much for this short presentation.
Thank you. I didn't say that this is a speed talk session, and this is just 5 minutes. It's pretty generous. Normally it's four. We are generous and allocate 5 minutes. Okay, thanks. This.
Okay, good evening. I am Esa from Natural Institute Finland. This institute is better known as Research Institute, but we are also one of Finland's four statistical authority. And my topic is data validation in livestock statistics. We had a project called Data Validation in Livestock Statistics, and we finished this project about 1 year ago, and here are the main results of the project. Already before the project, we had defined some kind of data production process. It describes how the data flows coming from different sources to our statistical database. Of course, we have data collections, and then we have administered data, and then we move the data to our statistical database. We call it raw data. This is the data, it was in original data source, and this is not. There may be many errors and mistakes in this data. And after raw data, we analyze the data, do the all corrections, editing, inputting, and then we copy to other table. In our database, it's called basic data. And the basic data is the corrected individual data, and from this data, we will do all our tables for statistics. And during the project, we also studied some books from data validation, and we took this EUSTAT model as model to classify our validation roles. And the main thing what we did in our project, we tried to define validation rule for each steps of the data. We did some validation rules for raw original data, some validation rules for this basic data, and some validation for this some data what we publish. So this was the job what we have done during this project. And for example, one of the validation rule was that we try to detect that there is that the result are same in the all the steps of the data. It means raw data, basic data, and some data. We compare the data, and if there are some differences, then we analyze what are the reasons for differences. But I think I tried to be short, but this was all.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, please, now Zsolt Kapori from Hungary, please take your floor.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, everybody. In the next few minutes, I would like to speak about the Hungarian VAT legislation and the experiment were made for the assessment of quality features of the VAT data. Over the last few years, Hungary joined the countries that would like to provide mostly service turnover and mostly volume index of services, and VAT data can be used for this purpose. But there are some features of the VAT legislation which causes problem to us. For example, the different frequencies for the submission of the tax returns and the fact that these can be changed over the year. Some enterprises don't have to pay VAT. This depends on their activity, but it means that the utility of the VAT data is limited in some NACE decisions. Enterprises can form VAT groups, and in this case, the group leader pays all VAT, and the members will be missing from the VAT data, but they can send data to us for the service turnover database. And there's another problem. A given enterprise can be classified into different NACE division in the VAT database and the service turnover database. I'm sorry, but I have to jump some slides. And the last problem, the coverage problem, is on the NES division level is not so significant because the enterprises which can can be classified in the same NES in the same NES division in the VAT and the service turnover database pays the estimated the 90% of the estimated turnover almost in the all of NES division. So we have we faced some distorting factors, and yes, and we made the SAS program to handle these problems. This can matching the three data sources, the business register, the VAT database, and the service turnover database, and can eliminate the duplication, can handle the VAT groups, and we has to create suitable time series to further analysis, and we managed to match the databases on microdata level also. But we have to sleep a little bit, so the results is on processing. Thank you.
Now I would ask Elsa Dulli from Institute of Statistics Albania, who would speak about the implementation of general statistical business process model in the administrative resource. Please.
Good evening, everybody. As we know, the use of administrative sources as a prior source for producing official statistics is one of the main challenges nowadays. My presentation is focused on the what are the administrative sources, why we needed them, and where we can use them, and why I selected to use we selected to use a GSPPM model for documenting the processes and sub-processes, not only to statistical offices, but as well and to the administrative sources. Just to respect the time, I'm obliged to cut some of my slides and to go to the main issues that I want to mention. Albanian Statistical Office is as a new approach to provide some official statistics based on administrative sources. As they are potential sources for producing official statistics, we have identified, and during the 2017, we have signed 17 with 17 institutions memorandum of understanding. The GSPPM model is used from statistical office to describe and document business processes of statistical activities. Until the end of 2018, we have to implement to document 54 processes processes for 54 statistical activities. New statistical law strengthens the quality of statistical products and gives the statistical office the coordination role among the statistical agencies. The main phases and quality dimensions identified that the administrative sources could document by their, as we know, they document their processes for their purposes, not for our purposes. But to ensure the quality of administrative sources, we should do some more efforts for increasing the level of the quality from their side. And one of the way that we could use is the documentation of some processes from their side, but for to serve for the statistical processes. As I have identified, the first, to specify the needs. They have to describe the variables that they collect. They have to be sure about the legal framework, about the general data protection rules. They have to measure the cost of transmission, the interface that to statistical office. And about the design phases, they have to measure the length of the time series that they have. And about the managing the metadata, they have to describe of their production system, how they produce the variables and for what reasons they use the variables that they collected. They have to describe the codification process they use. The businesses, the owner of the businesses, they use the NIST classifications, and we want to know how they codify the businesses based on this classification. About the collect phase, the timelines and punctuality, we have to know the time when they collect the data, how many days or how many weeks after the reference period or they collect the data. About the, again on this phase, I have identified the accessibility and clarity quality dimensions. About the time series they archived, just to be sure so that they have the time series of the data or what kind of changes they have done in the series of the data during their process. On the phase processing, we have to identify the how many processes they have done, how many processes they follow on their time series of the data. In the analysis, have reported the changes during the delay. We don't know if they do not document it. And have they prepared an internal report for measuring and for the job or for the work they did? And did they keep the changes that they validation brought during the validations of the variables that made? But documenting the business process model from administrative sources, of course, it has some advantages and disadvantages. And the main advantages is that we'll increase the quality of input data, harmonizing concept and definition, etc., that are mentioned in the presentation. And we have some disadvantages. Maybe the new legal actions is needed, or maybe we have to improve the existing memorandum of understanding. We have maybe they could have some burden from their side, or maybe could cost from their side. But as a conclusion, the administrative sources document processes for their purposes. Some processes they follow, I mentioned before, the same approach used by statistical office, need for qualitative statistics is contemporary demand that takes special importance. Administrative sources are users of statistics, not only producers of our statistics. They are as input of data for providing official statistics, but as well they use output of statistics for their policies. At the end, we mentioned some recommendations for our purposes. Realization of documentation according to GSPPM by the administrative sources requires supports from statistical offices. Signing or revising memorandum of understanding. Training undertaken by statistical office what is and how to use GSPPM for documentation. Training on right codification by NACE revision 2 for the businesses. Training on how to draft internal quality reports. Of course, the survey carried next to the institutions will help us to identify the potential sources for using and documenting their processes for the purpose of official statistics. And the modern stats quality indicators for the GSPPM for statistics derived from surveys and administrative sources is used for in our search work. Thank you very much.
Now, please, Gemma Agostoni from European Central Bank, who tell us who is telling the truth.
Good evening to everyone. So the aim of this presentation is to provide you with an overview of statistical techniques that have been applied to transactions collected under the money market statistical regulation, in which both sides of transactions are reported, but the lack of a unique identifier poses particular challenges in identifying the two sides of transactions. The procedure can be broken down in five steps. So the first step is to group transactions according to a set of grouping variables. So we will have in these groups, grouping classes, transactions with comparable characteristics. So for instance, transaction will have a reverse pair of reporting entity and counterparty, and that occurred on the same trade date. The second step is to pair transactions between the groups, transactions that have trade-specific information comparable, and the transactions that have a reversed counterparty characteristics reported. In the third steps for the pairing, the similarity of transactions is assessed, and these allow us in the first steps to classify the transactions into perfectly matched, misreported, unmatched, or ambiguous. For the perfectly matched and for the misreported, we can identify the two sides of the transactions that match either perfectly or with some differences. In the case of unmatched and ambiguous, the other side of the transaction either is not identified at all or is not unique. In the last step, the validation of the results occurred by the reporting agent, which has to follow up on the misreporting and unmatched cases. We have applied our method to the money market transactions, specifically in the secured and in the FX swap segment, in which we have roughly 14% of transactions within banks in the reporting population, and for which banks are reporting both numerical and categorical variables. We have used a distance with binary components, and we have considered both absolute and pairing matching, taking into account the different grouping variables. The results in the secured, they show that if we go from absolute to partial matching, in which we have also considered an additional grouping variable, we see that the percentage of ambiguous cases, that is in the charts on the left is in light blue, are redistributed into matched and unmatched transactions, meaning that with the partial and with additional variable in the grouping, in the first set of grouping variables, we are able to better classifying the transactions. And another interesting result is to see how the percentage of perfectly matched transactions in green in the charts is passing over 1 year from 30% to 50%, showing the effects of the matching results over the year. Regarding the FX swap results, we can see that when we apply the partial matching, so when we pass from absolute to partial matching, we see that the percentage of misreported is reduced significantly. So we pass from 40% to 10%. This is because in the partial matching, we are allowing some flexibilities while matching the numerical variables. And the errors reported in the FX swap segments are more related to small rounding issues. So applying the partial matching allow us to force focus on the most relevant and most large discrepancies in the transactions reported. So to conclude, we have seen that the perfectly matched transactions are both in both a segment, the secure and the FX swap are relatively high, so 50% and 80%. And the difference is lies in the fact that the secured market is a more complex segment to be reported in terms of number of variables and also in terms of type of instruments that the banks has to report. For future work, we will concentrate on extending the procedure for selecting the first set of grouping variables and the, for the identification of the pairing distance. Thank you.
Perfectly in time. Now, as the last person, I'm asking Suzanne Santos, Banco de Portugal, on the boomerang effect of quality control on the compilation of financial accounts and flow funds. Please, I was not heard, yes, sorry, but we have already, what I said, that was the title of Suzanne Santos, the title is already
okay.
On the slide.
Good evening, thank you for your presence here. I will take just a few minutes to talk about the boomerang effect on quality control and compilation of financial accounts and the experience that we had in Banco de Portugal. So in an increasingly complex economic and financial reality, the function of the central banks is changing. So we have multiple data sources, we have different economic agents with different financial decisions, and we have to develop solutions that contribute to enhance the effectiveness and efficiency of the statistical system. So financial accounts provide an overall view of financial interlinkages between different sectors. One of the main purposes of statistics department of Banco de Portugal is to ensure the production of high quality statistics and to provide a more efficient data quality management in statistical systems. So, following this purpose, we had an idea, and we developed a multidisciplinary team. So we developed a multidisciplinary team that is a new organization model that can be easily transposed to any kind of organization that wants to achieve quality and consistency as a final goal. This project organization is a management structure where there is a metrics management structure instead of a traditionally management hierarchy organization. So it is more demanding in terms of coordination, but it turns out to be very efficient because members are engaged in achieved a final output, and it takes a lot of cooperative work and a collective effort to achieve this final production with quality. Okay, so we have different statistical domains, and this multidisciplinary team can serve all these different statistical domains. This can be viewed as a boomerang effect, as the final output is also likely to provoke a number of second-order consequences. So we can achieve a better quality of primary statistics. Experts gain a global insight of how their data affect other statistics. We don't have to duplicate the tasks of compiling data, and the team shares the responsibility of the final output. Although managing such a team is not an easy task, besides the quality improvements, we have also several costs. We must have a very good planning calendar. Managers and multidisciplinary team managers must agree over the allocation of resources, and it is fundamental to agree on priorities, and all team members must be aware of their roles. Although in Portugal, this kind of team is a success. We have a more production process with high quality statistics. Although demanding in terms of management, there are a greater integration and consistency between the different statistical products. And it is very challenging in terms of planning and management. However, the Portuguese experience provides evidence that such costs are clearly compensated by the benefits. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. Thank you to all presenters who use it so effectively, that small piece of time allocated to this session to each of them. All presentations were very condensed and informative, and we learned a lot. Thank you very much also to the audience for the presence here. Bye.